You're listening to the Make It British podcast. I'm Kate Hills, and I'm on a one-woman mission to save UK manufacturing. In 2008, I gave up my 20-year career as a fashion buyer because I was disillusioned with how much was being sourced overseas, and I set out to uncover some of the amazing businesses that are still making in the UK. Since founding Make It British, I've discovered that there is not only still tons of manufacturing taking place in Britain, but that it's a thriving industry. I invite you to join me each week when I'll be chatting to inspiring British-made brands and UK manufacturers and offering advice to product-based businesses that make in the UK. So with no further ado, let's get on with the show. Welcome to episode number 295 of the Make It British podcast. Feels like ages since I was here, absolutely ages. I know I have missed 2 weeks worth of episodes. The Make It British podcast goes out to you every Friday morning. And for the last 2 weeks, I have not managed to get my act together and get an episode properly recorded and edited. In fact, I've got some interviews that I've done, which are also sitting there waiting to be edited, but life has got in the way. There's been other business priorities that I've been focusing on. I've had family stuff going on, and you know, sometimes something has to give. And unfortunately, the thing that's had to give over the last couple of weeks has been the podcast. So I am very sorry, but I am back again now. I'm going to give you a little bit of a roundup of what I've been doing over the last 2 or 3 weeks. But also, I want to talk to you today about 5 reasons why you might not want to make in the UK. So firstly, what have I been up to? Well, if you follow me on Instagram or if you're subscribing to my newsletter, in fact, if you're not following me on Instagram or subscribing to my newsletter, you need to make sure you are on both because that is where you will find most of my very best stuff. And I'll put links in the show notes so that you can follow me on Instagram and also sign up. But if you're not following me currently, you might not know that a couple of weeks ago, I visited 10 Downing Street. The reason that that came about, I actually got contacted by someone I know who runs a dress brand that used to be made in the UK and now isn't, but who's on the board of trade. And she was asking me if I'd be happy to give her a list of my manufacturers that I knew, UK manufacturers, because herself and Anya Hindmarsh had been tasked by Rishi Sunak's wife, Kashda Murphy, had been tasked with putting on an event at number 10 where brands, British brands, could get together and meet high-end UK manufacturers because Mrs. Murphy was aware that British brands often say they're British but are not all making in the UK. And it was also the Department of Business and Trade, which focuses on export for UK industry, really understanding the fact that the label made in UK or made in Britain has great value overseas. So they thought they'd put on a little mini trade show at Downing Street. And of course, I got wind of this and there was absolutely no way they were having my list and not having me there and having me involved. So I did actually kind of elbow my way in and said, OK, right, you're going to put this on. I know who needs to be there. So I gave them a list of manufacturers. There was actually, because I used to run my Meet the Manufacturer trade show, I put forward a list of quite a lot of manufacturers. For some reason, some got invited, some didn't. So if you are one of my lovely ex-exhibitors from my trade show, please don't take it personally if you didn't get your invite. I put quite a few names forward that didn't actually get to attend this event in the end. It was quite small. There was about 25, 30 manufacturers there. One thing I did make sure, because their original list they had before I got involved was very London-centric. And I made sure there was at least a few manufacturers there from Leicester, from Scotland, from Norfolk, from Somerset, Wales, just to make sure they actually had the UK covered and not just being very London centric. So, yeah, they put on this event. It was great to catch up with all the manufacturers. I had a private little meeting with Mrs. Murty and Anya Hindmarsh and someone from the Board of Trade, which was interesting. Had a massive photograph, massive painting on the wall of Margaret Thatcher looking down at me while I was having this meeting. And I was really keen to get across, of course, some of the challenges that the industry is facing right now. And I put more details about that on a blog post I wrote on the Make It British website. So if you want to read more about what I asked and what I said the industry needed, then follow the link in the show notes and you can read all of that. I've been doing that recently. I've also just welcomed in some lovely new clients to my British Brand Accelerator program. I ran a masterclass on how to grow a profitable UK made brand. And what else have I been doing? I've also been doing a lot of family stuff. So it has been busy, busy, busy. I've been out visiting factories. I was up in Scotland visiting a manufacturer up there. I've got plans to get out and visit quite a few more in Lancashire, Leicester and North London very soon. So yeah, I've been a very busy bee, but I'm back again today. And the reason today that I'm bringing you this topic, which is five reasons not to make in the UK, is actually because a few weeks ago, there was an article in The Guardian with Samantha Cameron, David Cameron, so ex-Prime Minister David Cameron's wife, who has her own women's wear brand called Siffin. And she was quoted in The Guardian. And again, I don't know the ins and outs of exactly what context she said this in. But unfortunately, as it was written in the article, she said something along the lines of, there are no great factories in the UK. Now, again, I don't know what context. She said that in really unfortunate, because of course, I wish she'd asked me first, because there are tons of fantastic, great manufacturers in the UK. And actually reading between the lines, I think really what she should have said was, some of the reasons why we are hesitant about making our brand, because actually I should have said, she's got a brand called Siffin, a women's wear brand called Siffin, which is primarily, from what I could work out, made in Europe. And I think really, reading between the lines, what she was saying was, we're hesitant to manufacture in the UK. And I really wanted her to reconsider that. And I think a lot of UK manufacturers and brands that make here would love her to reconsider that. But then, of course, it doesn't work for everyone. And there are some reasons why a brand might not make in the UK, or reasons why they might be hesitant to do so. So I thought what I would do today is run you through the four reasons why you maybe shouldn't be making in the UK. So the first reason why you're a brand that might not want to make in the UK is if you legitimately can't make your product here. For example, we have very few, well, actually there's one women's high-heeled footwear factory of scale that is here, and it's Gina, and they only make for their own brand. So the Gina factory, shoes factory in North London. Apart from that, there's no mass manufacturing of women's high-heeled shoes. There's a few much smaller brands that make the shoes themselves on a very small scale. So say you were a brand that already had an existing high-heeled women's shoe business, or just a women's shoe business, really, mass manufacturing, and you wanted to bring that manufacturing back to the UK, you couldn't do it instantly. You'd have to either set up your own factory here, you'd have to get all the machinery, so it would be incredibly expensive to do so. So one of the reasons why you might not instantly be able to make those shoes here in the UK was you wouldn't be able to find a factory to do it, because none of them currently exist. One of the other types of products that really can't legitimately be made here is something maybe that is heavily embellished with loads and loads of handwork. I mean, technically it could be. However, the amount of time and labour that would go into making something that detailed and that handworked would be so expensive that commercially it probably isn't viable. So say, for instance, you were currently sourcing from India and you had something that was had a load of hand beading on, all done by hand, hours and hours of work. To try and replicate that exactly the same in the UK would be nigh on impossible, unless you were prepared to suddenly increase your prices massively. Because, of course, in the UK, hourly labour does cost more than in other countries where we have minimum wage here. So if you came to me and said you wanted to make something that was incredibly labour intensive, I'd probably say you are better off staying where you are and making your product where you currently make it. So if you are thinking of either starting up and making a new type of product or reshoring the production that you already have overseas, by all means, get in touch with me and I will tell you honestly either whether we already have the factories and the skills here to make it, or what your investment might need to be to set up something to do it, or whether it just wouldn't make commercial sense at all because we couldn't really make that product at scale in the UK without it being incredibly expensive. Okay, so that's the main reason. Number one, that people might not manufacture in the UK, and that's because it's just the sort of product that we just don't make here. I very much believe that when you're working with UK manufacturers, there's no point trying to fit a square peg into a round hole and make something which we aren't that good at making. Like, for instance, take shoes again as an example. We are fantastic at making men's like brogues and Goodyear shoes with Goodyear welted soles. Like Northampton, that's what they specialise in. So that type of shoe can be made here. It makes total sense. But if you wanted to make a totally different type of shoe, like wellies, for instance, if I've had so many people reach out to me, say, I'd love to have a British made welly brand. Please tell me the name of any factories in the UK that make Wellington boots, like the traditional rubber Wellington boot. And as far as I know, and I've been doing this for the last 15 years, there isn't anyone that currently makes the rubber Wellington boots in the UK. So it's not a, well, forget it, you could never do it, but you'd have to invest in setting up the factory, the machinery and the equipment and the skills to bring that production back to the UK. Okay, so by all means, do get in touch. If you have a product and you're thinking, can I make it here? I'm always happy to help and advise. Just drop me a DM on Instagram or something if that is the case. The second reason why you might not want to make in the UK is that the type of product you're making is made in such large quantities that we don't have the capacity here currently to do it. So from a fashion and textiles perspective particularly, you need to bear in mind that 90% of UK garment and textile manufacturers employ less than 10 people. So our factories focus on small quantities rather than mass manufacturing. And I think that is a good thing, particularly if you're trying to build a brand that's based on high quality and speed of response. You can have a local factory, you can be in there regularly, you can check on quality, you can make adjustments quickly. But that sort of flexibility, that is great for a small brand, but for the much bigger brands and the retailers, really hard for them to switch production back to the UK all of a sudden because we don't have enough of the big factories like we used to, or like they have somewhere like China, that can churn out hundreds of thousands of garments every single week. And why would we want to? There's such a backlash now against fast fashion and high volume, low quality product. It would be crazy for the UK to try and start getting into that space again and saying, right, we want to start making millions of garments again like we used to. There's no point going back. We're much better off focusing on good quality, low volume, high value products here in the UK. But that being said, what I would like to see is some of the bigger brands and retailers at least committing to make a small percentage here in Britain that was high quality at a higher price, rather than just outsourcing everything overseas and making it in massive volumes. And I know there's a growing demand for products that are made in much smaller quantities. And also, one of the advantages of making things in much smaller quantities is there's far less waste. And there's so much waste in the fashion and textiles industry. And partly that is because it is sourced in huge volumes from overseas, bought weeks or even months in advance. And a lot of it goes unsold and goes to landfill. Whereas UK manufacturers making for smaller UK brands, a lot of them are pretty much making to order or making on a very, very short time scale. So the stuff they make gets sold rather than going to landfill. Okay, so that was reason number two, that the factories in the UK don't have the capacity here for mass manufacturing of fashion and textile product. Number three, the reason that you might not want to make in the UK is if you are just looking to get a product made for the lowest possible price, and that you were trying to compete with those brands like Boohoo, Shein, who are already undercutting each other and selling everything for the lowest possible price. And if you're setting out to make a brand or compete that competes with them and getting everything made as cheaply as possible, and you want to try and find a UK manufacturer that's the same price as your manufacturer that you're currently working with in China or Bangladesh or India, then just forget it. it's totally the wrong way of going about it, and it's just not going to work. But at the same time, when it comes to price, UK manufacturing can be perceived as more expensive. However, although your cost price might be higher if you're making in the UK, like I said before, if you're making it with a much shorter lead time, the majority of what you're making here is getting sold. So you're not wasting a lot of money on stock that you're buying and that's not going to sell, or that you have to mark down at a discount in order to sell it. So it can often be much more profitable to make in the UK, even though your initial cost price was higher than that you would have paid if you got your products made in a factory overseas. So that's always worth bearing in mind. But if your focus is on simply getting the cheapest possible price, then making in the UK is not for you. Now, the fourth reason that you might not want to make in the UK is if you are the sort of person, the sort of brand owner who just wants to hand everything over to someone else and let them do it. You want to find a manufacturer that's just going to do everything for you and also charge you accordingly, then by all means, go and manufacture overseas and they'll just do everything for you. At the same time, if you don't care where your products are made, you don't care who's making them, in what sort of conditions, and you just rather not know, particularly if that's offshore and you have never even visited the factory, then making overseas is probably more for you than making in the UK is. Because if you're working with UK factories, the very best thing about it is you really get to know your manufacturer. But not only that, the majority of UK manufacturers are what's known as CMT, which means cut, make and trim, which means they just do the manufacturing for you. You need to find the fabrics, the materials, the trims and provide that to the manufacturer. But I think that's a good thing because that means you know the provenance and the source and the cost of all those components that go into making your product, which is brilliant because you've got total transparency, and that's definitely the way that the industry is going. But if you don't want total transparency on where your products are being made and how much it's all costing, then don't make in the UK. And if, on the other hand, you do want a factory that you can regularly go and visit where you get to know the people that are making your products for you, then making in the UK is definitely for you.